that's from?
No, what the O stands for.
And there's no stand for anything. Some people just have an initial.
Why don't you take a guess what the Frank stands for?
Oliver.
Do you understand the Frank part of the Frank opinion?
Well, yeah, that's his first name.
No, you don't understand what a Frank opinion is?
Well, yeah, I know what a Frank opinion is. It's a blunt opinion.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's somebody who has a blunt
opinion.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's what the O would stand for in opinion.
The O stands for blunt.
Yeah. I don't know. Third base.
Yeah, that's definitely it. It's just an O. Good afternoon.
It stands for Oscar.
I thought Oswald.
No.
You look like an Oswald.
No, Dan goes back and brings up these things from the past that Oscar. All right.
Is it Oliver?
No.
No, it's nothing. It's an O. It's just an O. Oh. It doesn't have for anything. He said Oscar because years ago I made the mistake. Sometimes I make the mistake of sharing my personal life with people that when you are young and you first get married, you give names to your private parts. And mine was Oscar. It was Oscar and Scarlett.
Scarlett.
And of course, Dan, who never forgets anything, never forgot that. Oscar and Scarlett got together many years ago. And they're still the Oscar's a little shorter than he used to be. You know, when you get older, you get shorter, and Oscar's a little shorter. Actually, I don't think he is. I don't. I think he's the same. He seemed bigger years ago, but that's because I weighed 145 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes, you know, proportionately him seem bigger. So he's the same. It's his surroundings.
Yeah. You just have a shed over.
Yeah,
projecting
he's got a roof over his head.
When's the last time you saw him? 1980 what?
No. No. I finally got reacquainted with him 2 years ago, thanks to MD Health and Wellness.
Good.
It was like a reunion.
He looked down and went, whoa!
There you are!
Hey, who's that guy?
Yeah. Thank them for that. Speaking of that, I'm supposed to do a commercial for them. That's the first one I'm supposed to do today. So I'm going to do it now, and I'll tell you why. And then we'll get into the Burke segment, because I just came from there. And this was so great. This was just, it made my day. I walked in there because I've told you, I backslid, and I put on a couple of pounds. I probably put on like 15 pounds, and I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't want to go that direction. So I went in to get back on track, and this in my heart, and they took my blood pressure, and you know, and I, you know, got not scolded, but I got some more HCG injections to kind of get the metabolism going again. And when I went in there, there were four patients in there, every single one of them, AM and the PM. They were all in there because of the show, and so the one lady at the counter. I just start talking to her. When I walk in, she spoke. She said, oh, Frank. And I thought, oh, she knows who I am. And she said, I don't know if you remember me. She said, my husband and I got married on the 2003 Jamaica trip.
Oh, my goodness.
Tracy and
Tracy
Roger.
Tracy and Roger. Yeah.
You wouldn't know her.
Really?
She's lost over 100 pounds at MD Health and Wellness.
Wow.
Yeah. And she told me, she said, I've lost over 100 pounds. And I just thought, whoa, good for you. And then there was a couple, Jim and Pat, I think, were there. And I should have written them down. And then there's another guy who comes out of a room where he'd been in there getting an exam or a prescription or whatever. And as he walks out, he turns and looks at me and goes, Frank. And then he turned to Dr. Andrioff and said, he's the reason I'm in here. And I thought, yes, this is the perfect day. Four for four. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't have gone in at a better time. So it was nice to meet all of you. To the gentleman walking out the door, I'm sorry. I should just stop and write everything down anymore. But, Tracy, it was good to see you.
Roger and Tracy had me play harmonica when we walked to the beach.
And can I tell you something? They're still together, and that tells me something. Somebody has you play the harmonica at a wedding, there's a better chance, statistically, I think, a better chance of that marriage making it than not. There may be nothing to that, but that's what I take from it. So while I was there, I'm going back in a week, too, to get a blood workup because I'm going to get pellets. And they'll probably insert those either the end of next week or the beginning of the following week.
Where do they insert them?
I've told you every time I miss it. Don't you listen to the show?
No.
In the upper part of your buttock under the skin, just under the skin. I've had it before.
Oh.
It's nothing. And they last about 6 months, and it's a time-release thing. And so they do a blood panel, and the blood will show them what your testosterone level is. And based on that and some other things, after they do a little workup, they decide what dosage pellets to put in. And it's just under the skin. It doesn't hurt at all. You really don't know they're there. And so they very slowly release testosterone into your bloodstream, your system. So get that done. I'm gonna be something in about another 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah. I'll get back on track. I'll lose a few pounds. Get that testosterone level back up. Whoo!
Taking your shirt off at the lake?
No, I don't think I'll ever do that. I haven't taken my shirt off in public for 20 years, I bet. I bet it's been that long. I don't. I know. Here's the thing. I know that I am not an attractive person with a shirt off, but there are people who don't know that. There are guys and there are women on the beach who couldn't own a mirror. And you've all seen them. Mm-hmm. The woman who's 5'6 and 280 and wears a bikini.
Way too overconfident.
Too overconfident or no mirror or just doesn't care. And then there are the guys with the massive overhanging belly wearing a little Speedo or little tight trunks or something. Nah, nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to look at me with my shirt off. My shirt, I'm trying to think, when did my shirt off days end? I'm going to say they ended when I was about late 30s. That would have been it for me. I got some older pictures of me at the lake with the kids fishing, and in my mid-late 30s, I had my shirt off. Passable. I was okay. And then something happened. Mother Nature decided to play a cruel joke.
My days ended when I was 4.
Now, if you're really rich, you can take your shirt off and weigh 400 pounds, and you'll be surrounded by good-looking women.
Yeah.
We've all seen it. It's like that mobster-looking guy with a great really, big belly.
Really tan, but with a thick chain on as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Very tan, mm-hmm. And a lot of gold around his neck.
Yeah.
Maybe a cigar. Real heavy, and he's always telling some kind of stories while he's standing on the back of his big boat, and there's four or five hot chicks around him.
You just like emulated chapter one of my autobiography.
I did. Did you have a big boat and a gold chain?
and hot women standing around me and all that. Yeah.
No, I believe it. I believe you did. I believe you could again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a part-time motivational speaker. I'll tell you how you could do it.
I found this song today. It was on Facebook. Can I play a little bit of it?
Nope.
It's okay.
Of course you can.
No, it's pretty. It's
pretty not funny. By that dead rapper, is it?
No.
Whew, wait till you hear what I got on that guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. He was.
He was not a good guy.
No, he wasn't.
And you know this business about. I found out the correct pronunciation of his name too. It's XXX. Tentacion. And all these accolades and the Kanyes of the world, gone too soon, too bad, what a great guy. It was a great guy at all.
Mm-mm.
That's what I've said many times about people. That somebody dies, all of a sudden, oh, give you the shirt off his back. He lit up the room when he walked in, or she had always had a smile. What a pile of crap. Everybody who dies wasn't wonderful. You know, bad people die too. Selfish people die. Mean people die. This guy was not a nice guy, which is unusual for a rapper.
Yeah.
The rappers are generally squeaky clean. Mm-hmm. So what do you have? What's the song?
I have this song. It kind of ties into what we were talking about, our bodies and looks and everything. And I'll just play it. It's actually a good song.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming. Seen my feet since 1984. The old lady wants a roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way. Cause I don't look good naked anymore.
Oh, I've heard this.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
I love this song.
No, I don't look good naked anymore.
Is Randy Carrington? Who is it?
I'm not sure.
I'm the deep fried double wide version of the man I was before.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, I don't know who this is. He looks like a guy from ZZ Top.
Dan, you're singing. Stop. You're singing over the song you wanted us to hear.
Oh, sorry.
Only You. Hey, I want you guys, I want you to hear a song. And you start talking.
Okay.
It's a good song.
I know.
All right, pick it up.
Anymore. Well, I used to be a hell of a man. I chop wood with just one hand.
Whoa.
But I can't do the things I've done before. Well, it all happened kind of slow. But I guess I kind of let myself go. Now I don't look good naked anymore.
What happened to the
song? I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door, and I don't look naked anymore.
Why does the sound keep changing?
With each and every passing
year, I think they might
year,
be singing like in line or
French
something.
French fries and beer, and my belly hung a little closer to the floor. Belly as big as a truck, and the old lady don't wanna. She don't wanna. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If you keep on like I'm doing, I'll get through the door.
Carrington, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. But
why did they screw it up with that? You know, when the crowd would sing, the whole quality of the audio went
well,
away.
Well, they threw it to this couple that was sitting there like at a picnic table, yeah. And they were singing with it because they had a bouncing ball going.
Okay.
Like,
all right, I like it, and it's true.
Yeah,
it's true. You got to be real, and you got to be honest with yourself. Dan, that line's been ringing forever. Don't even bother to answer. That's
okay.
Not your job. I was thinking somebody else. What men and women both have to realize is this. If you're a fat guy, and I mean like a really, really fat guy, chicks probably don't really want to do it with you. And if you're a fat woman, guys don't want to do it with you. With their exceptions. There are men, and I saw one of these documentary things on E! Or something. There was a guy who was real thin. This guy was like,
he
was only attracted to really fat women.
You're talking about a feeder.
What?
The male is called a feeder.
What does that mean?
He wants to keep his woman big and thick, so
he feeds
her.
Is that an acronym? F-I?
No, like he just wants to feed her food. And that's why they call her a feeder.
Okay, he's a feeder.
Oh, sorry, yeah, a feeder.
See, when you say FIDA, I thought FIDA, like FEMA, because you're right, that right. British thing going. He's a feeder.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I saw this interview, and they were really happy, this couple. She was huge. I mean, she was like 600 pounds or something. He mm-hmm. was like 180.
Mm-hmm.
I used to date a nurse at Barnes Hospital who was a tall girl, about 5'9", this is about 10 years ago, and she's probably could have lost 10 pounds. She was kind of a thick girl, but she was cute.
Oh, 10 pounds is nothing.
No, yeah, I was being nice. In case she's listening.
No.
But there was a doctor at Barnes Hospital who was a foreigner. I know that. I don't know what nationality he was, but he married a very, 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 very large American woman. And
foreign doctors are usually always thin.
Yeah,
they're Indian or Asian, and they're not heavy.
She told me he was a slender guy. And he paid her and another nurse $200 once a month to help them engage in relations.
I think you told us this off the air.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, she had to prop the gal's ankle up on her shoulder and, like, you know,
okay, hold on.
Crank it up.
I hope you're understanding what he is telling you here. This guy paid another woman.
Two women
to hold his wife in a certain way that he could access Scarlett. otherwise, he couldn't get to her. She was so fat. Oh. They had to hold back fat folds and move her leg up. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. That is
yuck.
Oh. He sent her a 1099 at the end of the year, like it was taxable income.
1099, how do you explain
that? It was $200 a month, $2,400. You got to send a 1099 if it's more than $600.
Job description on the 1099 for holding away the flab so he could get to the happy spot.
The job description was two words, crane lifter.
You know what?
Wow. I can't make that up. I couldn't believe when she told me that.
There are some couples that, if we knew what everybody did, like, there's some weird stuff like
behind closed doors.
You know that there is, and this is, I know this for a fact. In this town, there are two things that I know about two different couples. One, because years and years and years ago, I used to do a lot of recording at a recording studio. It was called Technosonic Studio in Brentwood. That's where all the local commercials were made, and they did music recordings and pressed records and stuff. And one of the engineers there mentioned somebody we both knew. And I said, oh, yeah, I know him, because I actually did some work with him because he was head of advertising for a company that I had written some advertising for regularly. And he said, has he ever offered his wife to you? And I said, what?
Offered.
I said, no. He said, oh, man. He said, he went by there for something. And this guy said to my friend, the engineer, would you be interested in inking my wife?
Whoa. Whoa.
And he said, and she was cute because I'd met her. And he said, man, he said, she's up for it. He says, all I ask is you have to let me video it. He took him and showed him. He had an entire, like, shelf of VHS tapes of his wife with guys, and he had videoed it.
Wow. That is, I believe, called cuckolding.
Is that?
Yeah, he is a cuckolder, and that's when you watch somebody else.
But that's voyeur, isn't
doing
it?
Your wife. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Recording it is voyeur, but the whole thing that
no, voyeur is like looking in the window. That's still voyeur.
I think voyeur is recording somebody when they don't know you're watching. That's voyeur.
I think voyeur is just watching.
Voyeurism is a crime, Frank.
It is.
Yeah,
you would know. You're a PI.
I thought you were going to say you're a voyeur.
No, maybe you are, but you're a private investigator. No. But how about that? He said it was lots of tapes of the guy's wife, and he videoed it. Now there's another couple in town, and it's a similar thing. She goes online and solicits guys, but she has to screen them. And then once she approves of somebody, he comes over, and then her husband watches them.
Huh.
Hmm.
I don't get it.
Then I guess the guy.
I get watching two hot people, but not if one of them is my wife with somebody. That does not do it.
The guy that she solicited knows that he's watching?
Oh, sure. Oh, he's right there. They're all three in the room together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know why John's calling, but he's been waiting a while. So let's let him in here. And we have no plan. You can call, not call. We'll get Dr. Doug in here next hour. Might as well give you the numbers. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-TALK. John, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Frank Opinion, you're a great kind of a guy there. I like your show. Yeah, I'm AM into PM, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What's up?
Hey, listen, this is what I don't understand. I mean, I don't want to see a bunch of drooping, pan-wearing, sagging, you know, rapping type of guys walking down those streets, if you know what I mean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what people, those kind of individuals think that's something that people want to see, you know? I mean, who cares? I mean, you do it in your private bedroom. I don't care what you do there, but, I don't understand this mentality out here that exists now. Why is that considered such a fashion, desire for each group of people that don't do that? Can you tell me? Can you explain that to me?
What is exactly you're talking about that they do?
They droop.
I mean, I'm talking about they sag their pants all the way down to their knees, and they walking around there, you know, showing everything but whatever, you know.
Well, they're showing usually showing their boxer shorts. They have their underwear.
Well, but that's been going on. That's been going on now for about 20 years, and
it's been a while.
Look, I'm older, and I know I'm older. So I've just decided there are a lot of things that I don't understand. So I'm not going to criticize them because there's so many people that do it. There must be something to it, and a lot of people like it. So it's not for me.
It's called sagging.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody wears clothes like that, they're sagging.
I don't get it. I don't. I don't get a lot of things. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's not hurting anybody.
I mean, you generally make comments about these rappers, and I don't agree with their, you know, whatever they sing. I can't even understand what they're singing, but their lifestyle, you know, they're being emulated by a lot of these young people, and for some reason, I see a lot more young people between 20 and 30 wearing those drooping pants.
Oh, I think the rappers had a lot to do with that fashion. I absolutely do, because they...
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, do you think when they become like, you know, as wise and as you know, wise in your years, like you've become, you think when they're like in their 70s, they're going to be wearing drooping pants or drooping diapers? I don't know.
Probably diapers. Probably drooping diapers.
That'll be really good to see. Okay, hey, good show, Mr. Opinion, and enjoy your, you know, roundabout with your guest there and whoever else you got in that show. And tell those girls that, you know, do that zipper thing. I want to meet them too. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Okay. All righty. This would be Jim. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. What can we do for you?
Hey, Frank, hey, gang, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
And you were talking about the weird stuff that goes on behind. I keep thinking back, and I still can't figure out. I wish I knew who it was, the toe sucker on the news.
Oh, man.
And, you know, and I wish I could tell you. And I'd love to tell you, and you could be talking about one of two things. There was a person that worked at the other station that I left who we suspected was a toe sucker. Oh, hold it. There are three stories here. This guy was a newsman years ago. Dan, you remember this guy?
Yes.
Years ago. And we knew he was weird all around the station. Radio people are weird anyway. So when you're considered weird in a radio station, you're really weird. Mm. And there was a person that the Maryland Heights police were looking for, and they came out to the Westport area because Westport was one of the places where women had reported that this guy would approach them, and he would tell them he's a shoe salesman and he's in shoe business and that he was interested in them modeling for some free nice shoes. And then he would bend down and look at their feet and then just get down and start sucking on their toes.
Yeah.
And so, of course, they would scream and call the police. They came to our station with a sketch, like a police sketch. It looked exactly like our newsman.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody at the station went, you know what? It's probably him because he was so weird. Now, here's the second of three stories this could be about that you just triggered. The other is a very, very well-known person in this town. He is in, I'll do this without giving too much away, sports. Big sports name. Now, that could be sportscaster. It could be athlete, player. I'm telling you this as a fact. I have a friend who was very social. He was connected in high society and parties, and I don't do that stuff. But he was telling me, this guy's name came up as somebody that had been at his home for a party. And he said, yeah, I'll never have him back again. And I said, why? He said, he's a toe sucker. And I said, really? I said, I would never. He goes, no. He said, let me tell you something. He said, we had a little party, and there were like 20 people, and people had a few drinks, and you start talking about various things, and then the subject of fetishes or likes, dislikes came up, and he was lit up a little bit, and he admitted to everybody, this is a big, big name sports person in this town. He admitted to everybody he loved sucking women's toes. And he said, some of the women that he was asking around the room, you like to have your toes sucked? You like to have your toes sucked? And the women that said, well, I can't say that I do it. I've never had it done. And he got down on one knee, took their shoes off, and started sucking their toes at this guy's party. And he said it didn't matter if they had, like, pantyhose, socks, no socks, bare feet, tennis shoes, sweaty feet, dirty feet. He's sucking toes of women.
And then Dan had a conversation with him, and Dan said, I like nuts. And the guy said, I like toes. And Dan said, I like nuts.
Now, Jim, the third story. A well-known name in TV and radio in this town. This could be the best. Go ahead.
He's the one that would go over to the strip club on the east side and buy their socks.
He bought the strippers dirty socks. He paid them. And she said, oh, he pays well for our dirty socks. So when the girls knew he was coming, they'd all bring their dirty socks, unwashed, and he would buy them. So I guess that he could go home and into them. How about that? Now, there's certain things. I understand a lot of things. I understand some semi-kinky things. I get, you know, but I don't get that. I don't get the dirty socks. I don't get sucking toes either.
The follow-up question that I'm just dying to ask you is that, theoretically speaking, if you saw this guy in a bar,
yes,
and it's just the two of you in the corner,
yes, that's him.
Would you ask him? Is what I'm saying.
No.
Would you ask him?
No, because he denied.
You know, I heard a story about you.
No, he denied. Okay. He denied, but I'm telling you, it's true. It's true because this girl would have had no reason to make it up. Because mm-hmm. when this person from our station was in this East Side place, and he told the girl, look, I don't know how this works, but I guess you have a few drinks. They give you a little lap dance. So, hon, where do you work? And he said, they named our station. She says, one of the people that works there comes in here a lot. And she named his name and then proceeded to tell him about the dirty socks. So, Jim, you're right. It's the sock sucker.
I didn't know he was a sports guy. So that kind of.
Well, no, he's not the sports guy. The sock guy is not a sports guy. The sock guy is a TV/radio personality.
He was the news. Yeah.
The big name sports guy is the toe sucker. And that is all you're going to get from me. And folks, do not email me. I will not email anybody back and say, here's who it is. I'm not going to do it because I can't prove it, but I don't have to prove it. I heard it from more than one person, same story, and the people that told me were highly credible and they had no reason to make it up. And it was one guy's home. It was his party when he said, I'll never have him back again. You don't want a guy there who sucks your guest's toes. It's just awkward and weird. So there you go, Jim.
Hey, Frank, I got another thing. You guys kind of got me in trouble. Well, not me. I got myself in trouble with my kids. We went to Branson this weekend.
Okay.
Down 44.
Yep.
Uranus.
You know what's on the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Fudge Factory. My kids thought that was hilarious, and my wife got tired of hearing it. And on the way back, of course, you see the billboard. Mm-hmm. And my kids wouldn't give it up, and my wife's like, why did you even bring it up?
Yeah. Well, we don't talk about it anymore because we found out we gave that guy who owns that so much publicity that he's feeding off our publicity and doing really well. If he wants any more, he can pay for it. But it is funny. It is funny. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks for the call. Now we got Mike holding here. Well, this is good. Just keep calling all day. It's fine with me. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you today?
Terrific. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I want to let you know I'm aiming the PM.
That's good.
Yeah, I heard you guys bring up a nice little item there talking about cuckolding. And
well, that's what Limey called.
Yeah, was that. I right or was I wrong? I'm not really sure.
Oh no, well you, Limey, I believe you were right. I just wanted to say that, you know, you have an expert at the station there. A guy by the name of Plowsy in the morning.
Plowsy?
The morning after. Plowsy, yeah. You know Darren there, works for the morning after there?
No.
He's definitely an expert on, judging and talking about and defining what a cuckold is. So you may want to confirm with, some of your other on-air personalities there. He really knows what's going on with that. Absolutely.
Who's he talking about? We don't know who you're talking about.
I'm normally asleep.
Oh, no, not at all.
No. No.
Wow.
Who's Plowsy?
Well,
what am I
like
missing
putzes
here?
Now.
No, who's, okay. Who's Plowsy? Who is it?
Oh, Plowsy Darren that's on the morning after that runs the boards for him?
I thought Iggy ran the boards.
No. Iggy's another gentleman there. I believe he's a producer.
Well, why don't you tell us what is a cuckold? You tell us your definition.
Oh, a cuckold, from what I understand, it's, you know, when a husband is watching his wife.
Okay. With somebody else. Now, does it matter if his wife's with a woman or a man? Or is it just when she's with a man that it's a cuckold?
I believe it's more with a man.
I think you're right.
Because if it's with another woman, I think that the husband, I mean, that's great entertainment right there.
No, I agree with you. I think if your wife's with another woman, that's just called normal. If you like watching that. I don't know. I'll give Limey that assignment. He can check on that with the guys in the morning. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. And one last thing. Just want to make a shout out. Free Dotem. Thanks. Bye.
All right. I have no idea what that means either. let's go to. I had that Morning Bunch. They got some real. You ever heard that show? Mm-hmm. It's really entertaining. Oh, yeah. But boy, they got some. You think we get some odd calls and text people? They do. Brian is here. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. What do you got?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Anyway, do you remember?
Anyway,
when I asked, ask John Landoff about this sometime. But do you remember that guy that used to defecate in brand new vehicles,
yes,
car lots, and he got caught and all that?
Yeah, and it was only
whatever happened to him.
It was only leather seats. Remember that?
Yeah, it was really bizarre.
No, Limey's laughing. Limey, this is true. Tim, do you know the story?
Nope.
This was like five or six years ago. This clown would go to different dealerships in the middle of the night and find cars that were unlocked and poop on the seats, on leather only. He'd poop on the leather seats. I'm not kidding. And they finally, you know what? That's a great question. What do you do to it? Do you put him in prison? What do you do with a guy like that? I think you send him to a psychiatrist. Yeah. And put him in
there was a high school principal that got caught doing it on the track of around the school football field in Wisconsin, and the students were finding this every day, and they set up hidden cameras, and it was the principal that was doing it.
And he wasn't doing it because he had an upset stomach and he couldn't help it. He was doing it on purpose.
No, he was dropping trout and doing it on purpose on the track.
When you're a student and you get and your principal gets caught doing that, that is the greatest thing in the world. Your principal gets caught pooping on the track. Brian, I don't know what happened to him, but that's a good question. We should be told by the media, follow-up, what happens to leather seat poopers.
Well, I wonder, have Tim research it, because Tim, he's got that investigative background.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Tim, get on this.
Okay.
Leather seat pooper five, 6 years ago. I don't think he did it at John's dealership, though. In fact, if I remember, he preferred Mustangs. He preferred pooping on leather Mustang seats. I'm not kidding. I think that's what it was.
Those cloth seats can get kind of rough on your tush. Oh, the leather's not smooth.
Yeah. Brian, thank you for remembering that.
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you. Bye. Look at that. You know what? What did we do?
Would you rather have a car where somebody smoked in it or somebody pooped
in it? Well, Ben, that's a...
not the same.
But they're not. Because,
but I mean, if you get
hang on here. Smoked once or smoked a long time and it's permeated with smoke, or pooped once and I'm being deadly serious here. If you posed that question to me, was it? I can't do this. What consistency was the poop? Could
the
it
color.
Just be flipped off there and wiped right off? And if so, I'll take the one-time poop that you just knock right off and clean with a cleaner as opposed to 3 years of smoking.
Well, when it came time to actually sell those cars, did they have to put on the Carfax? Like, you know, it's used about 10,000 miles, somebody has pooped in the driver's seat.
Nope, that's not Carfax information.
Oh, God.
But you almost think they should. No, I'm serious. But they don't. But they don't have to put that on there. And do you really want to know that? You don't really want to know that anyway. How would you like buying a car and you pay for it, and a week later, somebody that works at the dealership says, by the way, you know that car you got pooped all over the seat? You don't want to know that. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Terrific. This is a good day. I don't know why all the phone calls, but I like them. What can we do for you?
Well, I am in the PM first off.
Thank you.
And I had a story about an event that's been happening in St. Louis for at least 6 years that I know.
Okay.
And it's called Naughty Gras.
Naughty Gras.
Oh.
All right. That name.
I've called a few times recently, and I'm the sideshow performer, all sorts of stuff like that. I got invited in by a bunch of burlesque girls, which is essentially stripping without exposing.
Wait a minute. Well done. Stripping without exposing what?
Nipples and or nether region.
So those three little areas are covered.
Vagina.
Hey, hold on. Randy, we know you can do a Paul Harvey impression. We know it, but could you just not do the word? Okay? Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So you go, you get hired, right? You get hired? You're a performer.
I was paid quite a large sum of money to perform my sideshow there.
Okay. And, can I ask what your sideshow is? Just an idea? Is it magic? Are you a musician?
Glass walking, fire breathing. There's an event with a sledgehammer, a cinder block, and my testicles.
All right. So you get paid a lot of money to go to this event, and the girls are barely covered in three little strategic areas.
Well, that's not it. It's an entire convention. Any kind of kink you can think of between being tied up or dressing in mascot costumes, like it runs a very strange gamut.
And do they do this at a local hotel, I guess?
Well,
or is it a home?
They rented out warehouses, other office spaces, just any large area they can get a hold of.
So what are they? Is it an orgy, or is it just like a masquerade party? Or?
It's more like a convention. It's different booths selling their strange wares and practices.
Steve, can I ask a question? Are there people openly having sex at this convention?
No.
That's not that we can rule out.
Not interested. So what is it they do at the convention? They just all display their get-ups, their costumes, they share information, do they sell things?
Well, there's one called Shibari, where you tie people up in different positions and sometimes suspend them from the ceiling or other objects, but
how did they get?
I think this is kind of getting off track.
No, it's not. How did they get a hold of you?
What's that?
How did they get in touch with you?
Well, through the burlesque troupe that I brought up earlier. They wanted something that they hadn't seen before, which I thought a sideshow was odd, considering all the other things that were there.
Is this a yearly thing?
Yes, annual.
How many people? Right. How many people attend?
Oh, the last one that I worked, maybe 5,000 to 8,000.
What?
Whoa, wow.
Wow, there's a whole other world there.
Okay, when's the next one?
Yeah, Limey wants to go.
That one I am not contracted to, so I'm not sure. I would have to look it up.
All right, let me ask you this.
Around Mardi Gras.
All right, let me ask you this. Is there a website? Do they have a website? Is there somewhere you could go and learn about this or what they do or any of that?
Again, not that I'm aware of. I was just contracted in.
Okay, wow. So it's just sort of by invitation and only people who tell other people know. All right, well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Well, not quite, but the story was.
Oh, sorry.
So the burlesque dancers invited me, right?
Okay.
And so me working in a sideshow and knowing what this was all about, I had to figure out a way to shock them, which...
Not easy.
That was a difficult... It took about 3 months, and we finally decided that I was going to dress in full drag, high heels, miniskirt, fishnets, and still maintain my roughly 8-inch long beard.
I'm glad you said beard.
Yeah, I mean,
for a second there. So you're this.
Well, I didn't say
you're this woman by all appearances, but your beard is 8 inches long.
Yeah, beard.
Right.
Yeah.
Wink.
And that was your shocking show.
Oh.
Well, what happened was, as people approached the booth, I was facing away, and I'm just gonna say I give Tim Curry a run for his money. As they would catcall, I would turn around, and it was quite a surprise.
So you're not talking about a beard. You're talking about your schlong.
Yeah.
You were dressed as a woman.
No. It was my beard. It was.
Like, okay. Oh, okay. So he's okay. So when they walk up to his stand, they're seeing this a female figure
from the back.
Right. So they're throwing out compliments, and then all of a sudden Steve turns around and it's a bearded man.
ZZ Top or something.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yep. And that was my anecdote.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Wow.
We have an unusual audience today, listening. An interesting audience.
Someone called just a little while ago and said the pooper in the cars, he was arrested for defecation of character.
That's not funny. That's not even that funny.
I thought it was.
Did you guys think that's funny?
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was pretty hilarious.
I give it 5.
Out of 50?
Out of 10.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll go 5. I would go 5. It was sort of funny. Chuckle. The more I think about it.
I chuckle at a 5.
Yeah. It's funnier the more I think about it. We can work Rich in here before we have to break. Rich, thank you for holding. Welcome to 590. What can we do for you? Nothing. He hung up. So we can do nothing for Rich.
Sorry, Rich.
Because he's gone. Rich, you'll have to... You have to call back. I got a couple of things. Dr. Doug is going to come in here next hour. So after we have the news, we hear from John Landoff. If you have a pet, I would encourage you to call right away, because I've told you how this works. We've had a couple of days where, for whatever reason, people think if they wait, they'll get in easier than if they call right away. And if we see there's no call or calls and there's only one, we'll just kill the segment. And if that happens another time or two, we'll probably just kill the segment permanently, because I don't understand what that is, that those of you who call, because every time then when we do that, the phones all load up, but he's already gone. So when you hear that he's ready to come on board, please, for goodness sakes, be ready to call after the top of the hour. We got a couple other calls coming in here. We can do another call or two if you'd like. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. I'm waiting for Dan to start typing on the screen, because all I see is the phone number, and I don't think this person wants me giving out their private phone number. So we'll just say, hello, Ron. Ron, welcome to 590 The Fan. What can we do for you? Ron? Oh, Ron, we got...
Your stories are so funny. When I was young, I worked with a bunch of Second World War vets. I'm old now, but these guys were just back from the wars, and a bunch of them were sailors, and they all had common stories about the phantom poopers. And they caught these guys. There was one of them, they'd come on the feed, they'd be on these ships out at sea, most of them in the Pacific, for weeks and months on end, and it wasn't always combat. There was a lot of boredom, and these guys would do anything to break up the routine, and they'd come on the PA, and one of them would always say, "The phantom pooper is striking in air duct 2. And those tubes that are at the top where the air flows in. Everybody would rush up there trying to catch these guys. And sure enough, there'd be nothing there but what you think,
Wow. They were bored.
Yeah. It was all, I can imagine a bunch of young guys. God only knows what else went on.
Yeah, there's one thing I've never really understood or thought was funny. I don't think pooping is funny. I've never seen a poop practical joke or a poop. No, don't do that. Yeah. I've never seen anything that involved poop that I just thought was really funny, except for fake poop, that realistic looking plastic stuff that you can leave in the bathroom, and then somebody walks in and goes, "Oh," yeah, and it's fake. But really, doing it to me is disgusting. It's not funny.
I agree. I agree. But I put under the circumstances these guys were in, I do find it funny. It got to be a routine where everybody on the ship was trying to catch these guys, and he became the Phantom. It was something to keep their eyes and keep them occupied.
All right, Ren, and I'm not going to ever criticize military people for doing whatever they have to do to stay sane.
That's right. And don't forget, Frank, I said it once before, the Marines are a division of the Navy, the men's division.
Oh, listen to this. All right, thank you, Ron.
Goodbye.
Those Marines, they're proud of what they do, and they should be. What do we got here? I see 314 in the number. I'm just waiting for a name. I can get one more in here real quickly if Dan will just give me a name. I'm waiting, waiting, waiting.
Oh, hang on,
Rich. Waiting. Rich, is that what you said? Hang
yeah,
on, Rich. Then I'll just say hello, Rich. Hi, Rich. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How you doing?
Ooh.
I just heard ooh. What's up, Rich?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Okay. Afternoon, gang. Hey, this one's for Tim. I know how he likes to mess with people, and I laughed so hard yesterday. And thank you again for call in Wednesday. I appreciate that.
Well, we didn't really intend for it to be that, but it's working out pretty well. What do you got?
I laughed so hard yesterday when somebody was bringing up the remote controls.
Right.
Real quick, my daughter was married in Rochester, Minnesota, and we went up there, of course, for the wedding, but we went to this little restaurant up there, and it was just packed and crowded. And we had some family, kids with us. Well, we sat next to a table of college guys. And don't get me wrong, everybody was young once. These guys were just as crude and as rude as could be. They wouldn't budge their chairs. So make a long story short, they were just enthralled. I believe it was World Cup. The World Cup
right.
was on.
Right.
And I have a remote control app on my phone.
Yes, nice.
And they were just on the edge of their seats watching this, and I'd flip the channel. And these guys would scream and cuss and curse, and I turned it off, turned channels. It ended up where one guy was standing on a chair with his finger on the on button, waiting for it to go off so they could turn it on again.
Now, did you work at this place?
No, I don't.
How did your app work that television?
Because I was close enough to see the brand.
Oh, you are really clever.
There were like 10 or 12 different model numbers, and it took me several minutes to zone in on which one worked that TV.
Oh, you're my kind of guy.
It's impressive.
I didn't tell anybody with me, but I'm going to tell you what, these guys were pissed.
Now, I'm with Tim. This is impressive, Rich. I'm impressed because I know exactly what you're talking about. When you set up a TV to use your phone as a remote, it rolls through these digital codes until it finds the remote code. Oh, this is good. Good for you. Yep. That's very good. That's a good one.
Anyway, hey, I appreciate the show. And anyway. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Bye-bye.
Have a good
one. All right. Have a good one. Have a good one. There goes Rich, and here comes my chance to tell you about Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. You'll hear their names again later today. They're financial advisors. Do you need a financial advisor? I mean, do you have a financial advisor? You may have one and don't think you need one, and maybe you don't, but what about this? What about a second opinion? See, I think I like second opinions. I like second opinions if I don't care if it's a landscaper. Well, let me talk to somebody else, see what they say. Or it's a doctor, or just about anything. Second estimate for car work or body work. Why not financial advice? See, you may think you're happy with your financial advisor, but what if you found out there's something that your financial advisor hadn't told you about? Some opportunity, something else that you could be doing with some of that money that they never discussed with you. It's either because maybe they don't know as much as they should know and aren't aware of it, or they're keeping you away from it for some reason. Maybe there's not enough money in it for them. I don't know. But a second opinion would at least reconfirm your confidence in your current advisor, or maybe cause you to question some things and take another look. You'll get that second opinion by setting up an appointment with Mark and Jason. They are with Stifel. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. They've been doing this for a while. They're Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, and they would love to meet with you. And when I say they love to meet with you, they're not going to pounce on you. They're not going to put paper in front of you to sign. There's no pressure or obligation. You are sizing them up and making a determination as to whether or not they know what they're talking about. And I will tell you now, they know a lot about financial advice. It's what they do. And financial advice is not for really rich people. That is absolutely not true. Yes, wealthy people get financial advice, but most of the clients that financial advisors deal with are not wealthy at all. they're people who are smart enough to realize that one day down the road, they're going to be sorry if they haven't had a plan, a financial plan, and put away some money, invested some money. I don't think nobody has a very good life when they get to 50, 60, 70 and realize they haven't saved a dime. So why don't you set up that meeting? It won't cost you anything. It's complimentary, and all you have to do to get the information you need, including the phone number, is go to this website, markandjason.com. Stick around. Don't go away. I'm going to give you the numbers real quickly in case you want to jump in early, because Dr. Doug will be here after we talk to John Londoff. So I would say when you hear Mr. Londoff wrapping it up, call one of these numbers.